Does having more officers in a school automatically mean more safety? More and more schools are questioning that premise after the protests sparked from the killing of George Floyd. School-based policing is one of the fastest-growing sectors of law enforcement. And when mass shootings, like in Parkland, Florida, shine a light on school safety, districts often react by adding officers. Judith Brown-Dianis is the executive director of Advancement Project, a national racial justice organization. Brown-Dianis says police aren't the solution to school shootings.
What schools need to be thinking about is how do we create environments where that young person doesn't bring a gun into school.
Studies show that students of color are disciplined at disproportionate rates in schools. An Advancement Project says police presence in schools exacerbates that disparity and fuels a, quote, school-to-prison pipeline.
As long as we keep throwing police at the problem and siphoning off money, millions of dollars, to militarize our schools, it makes young people think, you don't trust me, you think I'm a criminal.
Brown-Diana says that money should be spent on mental health services like counselors and school psychologists. Jamie Craven is the superintendent at DeKalb Public Schools. He says schools shouldn't have to choose between mental health services and officers. His district just added a third school resource officer, or SRO, this year.
The mental health providers are also working in a very preventative role. Our SROs are doing it, you know, from a different perspective. I would never say, you know, one is more important than the other.
He said their new officer was hired primarily to support staff at the middle and elementary levels.
It was more to help assist with parents and adults who were upset and showing up at the buildings.
Craven says DeKalb's SROs are there to do the obvious as well, like threat assessment and event security. Kip Heinley has been a school resource officer at the Triad School District for 15 years. He echoed Craven's statements about SROs being more than just officers.
We're mentors to these kids. Sometimes we deal with kids without fathers or mothers, or, you know, they're just having a bad day. So we're mentors, we're counselors.
He says his main goal is to make a difference and show that not all police officers are bad. For him, that means going to games and events to support students. Judith Brown-Dianis and Advancement Project don't think officers are qualified to function in that capacity.
Why does it have to be a police officer that builds a good relationship? Why can't it be a mental health professional? Why can't it just be the coach? Why can't it, you know, all of these other people?
Heinley says he works with school counselors every day, but bottom line, he says SROs need to be there to protect schools. And in an active shooter situation, he says every second counts.
When evil walks down your hall in a school building, who's going to stop the evil? You have to have police in there. But like I said, we go hand in hand with school psychologists and school social workers.
He says he only made one arrest at school last year.
As far as police work goes, I'm very fortunate. I don't do a whole lot of police work. It was a good school. I don't take many calls, but I keep busy.
That includes assisting with weekend calls that may deal with students or former students. Heinley supports SROs having more training and recently worked with the state to develop a training program for officers. He says it's a 40-hour regimen that includes trauma-enforced care and crisis intervention. Participants also need to be certified juvenile officers. But if officers have taken the national training program, he says they likely won't have to do Illinois' as well. That Illinois training program was supposed to go into effect in January 2021, but Heinley says it'll most likely be delayed due to COVID-19. Meanwhile, some districts are considering whether to remove SROs altogether. The Chicago Teachers Union is one of the latest calling for police-free schools. The Chicago SRO program was called highly problematic by an inspector general report in 2019 after it failed to make reforms. Changes have been implemented, but it's uncertain whether it'll be enough, or if Chicago will join the likes of Minneapolis and remove police officers from its schools. I'm Peter Medlin.